You know what I like? I like the thought of two. No, make it one. I like the thought of a sweet little boy getting himself taken advantage of. Maybe a college kid, a virgin. Oh, maybe he drinks too much, passes out. Maybe someone he knows, maybe just a stranger. What would he do when he woke up? All fuzzy-headed, disconnected to the feel of another man's hand on his cock, stroking him, making sure he stays nice and hard, turning his brain off. Oh, but not letting him come, oh no. Oh, just stroking his cock, teasing him. And so, finally, the sweet little thing, he's gonna beg, isn't he? He's gotta come. Oh, he needs to come. On the other man is playing with his balls, pulling them a little, running his hand up under the boy's t-shirt. Fingering his nipples, making him hot, takes him and puts him down on his back on the bed, kneels over him, mashing his lips to the boy's, rubbing his own hot cock along the boy's thigh, maybe taking his hand and pressing it against him, until the boy gets the idea and curls his fingers around the older man's cock. And as a reward, every time he does something that he likes, the older man gives the boy a little more pleasure. Oh, until he's begging. Oh, he'd do anything to come. So when the man takes out his cock and puts it in the boy's hand, the boy starts stroking him, beating him off. Never even thought of doing such a thing before, but what are you gonna do when you're gonna come, right? The older man, still teasing him, leans down and kisses him with an open mouth, plunging his tongue into the boy's mouth, fucking him with his tongue, even as he fucks his cock into the boy's slick hand, coated with his own pre-cum. He's not gonna let the boy come until after he comes, because that way there won't be any regret. Or at least he can't. He can't stop. If he let the boy come first, the boy would want to stop. This way he'll keep going. Past the man's cum, just to get his own. The man crouches over him and kisses him deeply and wonders if he can get the boy to eat his cum. Maybe a nice blowjob. Just swirl his tongue around, gathering up all the pre-cum. And there's a lot of it, because this really turns him on. This is what he likes to do. He's a predator. Oh, honey, sweet little cub that's like this. Don't know what's happening. And don't care. As long as they can keep feeling good. The man fists his cock gently, the boy's cock and lets him lift his hips up into it, fucking him, keeping him loosely contained, not tight enough so that he can come, until the boy's just a constant stream of whimpers. Whimpers and little begging sounds, and the occasional word, please, oh, fuck, please. Ah, and that gets the man off, and he comes, oh, and great spurts right in the boy's hand. Ah, and even while he's still shaking from the aftermath of it, he bends it to the boy's lips. His own hand and says, lick it off. The boy shakes his head. He doesn't want to. He's never done such a thing. Do it, the man says. Do it and I'll let you come. Oh, his cock feels so good. Oh, so hot and hard, and it's being stroked and touched. It's the first time anyone else has ever touched it. Oh, he's just a sweet little virgin. And all he has to do is eat a little bit of cum. Girls do it all the time, right? Oh, yeah. Oh. The man holds his hand down to the boy's mouth. Oh, the boy puts out his tongue experimentally and just takes a little lick. The man stops touching the boy's cock. Pulls his hand away completely, and the boy whimpers in protest. The man says, eat it. Eat my cum, and I'll let you come. The boy finally just laps it up and swallows it quickly. And the man wraps around his cock, around the boy's cock, and starts pumping in earnest. The boy's hips rise up from the bed. He's panting, working for his cum, moving his hips against the man's hand, until finally he stiffens and shoots, and the man caps him off with his hand so that he shoots into his palm. And the boy whimpers and twitches. The man waits until he's done, and then he brings his wet palm up to the boy's mouth. Eat your cum too, he says. The boy shakes his head, but the man just pinches his cheeks. Open your mouth and eat your cum. The boy protests. No, no. The man says, what do you think you are? You just ate my cum. We can tell you're a little cum slut. And little cum sluts, when they can't get other men's cum, have to eat their own. The boy shakes his head again, but the palm's pressed into his mouth, and finally he licks and takes and eats his own cum as the man chuckles above him, gently stroking along his thighs, along the boy's thighs, making sure that he feels pleasure as he eats his own cum. Knowing that it's just a matter of time to train him to be the perfect little cum slut that he wants. Train him to be a boy who'd come by and beg on his knees just to eat a load, because he can't come without the taste of cum in his mouth. He's such a little cum slut. Such a bad boy, but a good boy too. Oh, little boy slut. So Eat your gum, baby. I don't like it. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Oh, fuck, it makes you hot to eat gum, doesn't it? Such a gum slut. Such a little slut. Next time you want to suck it right from the cock, don't you? Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah. Think about that next time you're beating off. How much you want a cock in your mouth? How much you want shooting inside your mouth? Oh, coating your tongue. Oh, I know you, baby. You're gonna come just from having come in your mouth, aren't you? Even if nobody even touches your little cock, you're gonna come like a good boy. And then you're gonna lick up that cum like a good boy. How's that for a naughty bedtime story?